Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. There you are, my friend. How are we doing?
Good. Very excited to be back.
Is the connection clear?
Yes. How do I sound? I got the headset on. We should be in a good spot.
You sound outstanding, and I think I sound very good inside my car, which is where I'm doing the podcast right now. Not driving like I did the other time with you, which, by the way, turned out better than I thought it would. Many people said it was great, and I was laughing as you were talking about all the stuff you were seeing driving along the road.
Yes, that was fun. That was I never thought it would work, but gotta commend you for pulling it off. It was impressive.
Well, here we are. So this podcast will air on August 1st, and it is, to me, always that symbolic turning of the page to when things start to get serious. We'll have had the first NFL game Thursday night. By the way, Caleb Williams, the number one pick in the draft, will not play because we're living in a society now where the people who make the most fucking money don't actually work for it, don't play, because we're afraid of something. I don't know what. We're afraid he's going to look bad or he might get hurt. What in the living fuck is going on these days?
Well, you got one person to blame for almost all of that, and that is Sean McVay.
Yep,
he ruined it for everybody. We, you know, preseason used to have a shred, not a lot, but a shred of meaning, because functional players would at least play for a little while, but Sean McVay proved, beyond a shadow of doubt, that these guys don't need any of that, and now nobody of consequence plays basically at all in the preseason. And it's, you know, for whatever little shred of integrity was in those preseason games, it's all gone now.
Yeah, back in the day, starters would get one or two series in the first game. They would get one half in the second game. The third game would be the so-called dress rehearsal, which would be three quarters or into the second half. And then they would give them the fourth game off. Now, like you said, many guys are just not playing. But a rookie who probably needs some live reps ought to play, if you ask me. But what do I know? I'm just a guy that watches football on TV 24/7, 365, like you do, Charge, and every other red-blooded American male who loves tackle football. What do we know?
Do you believe, to me, the Hall of Fame game is, you know, you mentioned August 1st, but also the Hall of Fame game. These are sort of indelible beginnings of the season.
Yes.
I care even less about this game now than I used to, but they're still symbolic. It's guys padding up. We haven't seen football in 6 months. I don't know that I'll watch it because nobody of consequence is going to play, but I'm still, you know, it's
we'll
still matters,
see it.
I guess.
We'll still watch it to see the uniforms run around and the shiny helmets clang into each other. And just so I know we'll want to watch it for the first touch point of the season. By the way, what channel is it on? Dumb question.
Well, you don't know anymore. I mean, for all we know,
even you don't know,
to install
Mr. Fantasy Football,
you know, something.
Is it right? You know, Thursdays belong to Amazon now. Is it an Amazon game or is it a NBC Thursday night special? NBC is neck deep in the Olympics. I doubt they're going to run it.
No way. Yeah, it's not NBC. And I don't think it's Amazon either.
Can you look it up?
Amazon
I'm in the
starts.
Car. I'm holding my microphone and I got my laptop on my lap.
What's the key word to give Siri here? Here, I'll try this. What channel? It won't. I can't Siri while I'm on the phone with you. I didn't know that. It should let me do both, honestly.
I don't know. That would really cause some mayhem right there.
Let me ask you this. Have you been to Canton? And I'll look. I'm still looking this up.
No, I have not been to Canton, Ohio. Have you?
Never. You've never been.
Charge, I've not been roaming around the country as freely as you and the lovely Roxy and Scraps and Pepper in a big tow-along camper. By the way, how's your summer camping season going?
Over.
What? What do you mean over?
It's dead now. It's dead now. I mean, it's football season. I'm grinding now.
That is true. So, this is your busy season. This is the month before taxes are due as fantasy football swings into gear. By the way, Guillotine Leagues 2024.
Not up and running quite yet. We're very, very close.
I saw your tweet that said, get ready for a bunch of new features. You want to tease those things?
Oh,
no.
God, do I?
Okay.
Can't yet, but next week.
What did you tease in your tweet?
Well, we've got a bunch of new features coming. We've got some new look feel coming.
Right.
And a very big announcement with it coming as well.
Okay,
so that's
cool.
All I can say.
We'll leave it at that. It'll be announced when?
Probably Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. All right. So sit tight for that.
Please do. Of course, NFL Network is the answer. Okay. They want to route everybody to the NFL Network.
Well, they want to route everybody everywhere. all the time, and it's gonna be the craziest year to figure out what's on where in the history of our lifetimes when it comes to sports. But let's not complain, because there's more games on more days of the week than there ever has been.
Now, I don't love that. I think part of what makes the NFL special is the fact that it's not on every single day, that it's not on for half of the year. And unlike hockey and basketball and baseball that are, you know, basically interminable, I like missing it a little bit.
Sweet spot for you.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Boomer. Bottom line is, most degenerates want more all the time, spread out even more. Some people would love to have the NFL every day of the week during the season if they could. If they could jerry-rig the schedule so it wouldn't be so disastrous trying to do a short turnaround, be nimble with the bye weeks. But I don't know. I'm kind of done complaining about the way I want it, because, newsflash, they haven't listened to me the whole time. None of my suggestions have been heeded nor acted upon. So, yeah. So I'm just used to that. All right, so Hall of Fame game. Caleb Williams. Fuck him. And you also have, when it comes to guys not playing, I know this is a different sport entirely, but did you see why Gerrit Cole for the Yankees was scratched the other night? $35 million a year pitcher.
Baseball injuries are always so absurd. I remember a pitcher who missed like half a season injuring himself on his luggage one year.
Right, but those are actual injuries. Guess why he was listed as a scratch? Did you hear?
No, I did not hear, and apparently it's not injury-related.
Get ready for this. They said it was general body soreness. Fuck you! That's me every day as a 56-year-old, out-of-shape, poor-eating man. You're an athlete. You're making $36 million. Also, it was a night game. It wasn't even a getaway day game. Where you're like, I'd say it's a 1 o'clocker, you know. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You had all day. You had one job. And he makes $35 million a year.
And by the way, that one job is to pitch every 6 days.
Exactly.
He's not even a position.
You have
player.
One job every 6 days, and the game's not till nighttime. They won't even let the starters go past six innings anyway. It's shocking to me that any of us are sports fans at all anymore, Charge. But this, here we are. They have us as suckers.
General soreness. When Jimmy Butler was with the Timberwolves in this ill-fated attempt at his time here, at some point he requests a trade. The Timberwolves couldn't unload him. He rolls into the regular season unhappy, didn't want to be in Minnesota, and wasn't playing. And so, because he was refusing to play, but you can't really put that on the reason not to play list, they would just list general soreness. And so all the meme guys in the Twin Cities had him dressed up as a military general.
Really?
And with the caption "General Soreness" is this like that was Jimmy Butler's new name, General Soreness.
That is funny. Top three fictional generals. One. Number three, Bobby Knight, aka the General. Just a basketball coach, not a general. Number two, General So's Chicken.
Chicken.
He was never
actually
a general in the Chinese Army. And number one, General Soreness. A fictional general. Fuck off. Okay.
I'll give you a fourth. How about General Hospital? Military hospital? No. Yeah. It's anybody could go strolling into there.
I would say, okay, here's another one. The General in Auto Insurance Company. Have you seen those ads? For people with shitty credit histories and shitty driving records, come see the General and get your car insured.
It's those General commercials, which have been around now for 20 years. Shaq is the big endorser, right?
Yeah.
Those things have always looked like they were recorded 12 years ago on equipment that was dated then. And somehow, even though they're still in business and apparently doing very well, they all still look like crap even today.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to Canton. Talk to me about how is it, and what do you think about it and everything else?
I've been to one Hall of Fame weekend in Canton, and you would hate it, Zabe. Oh, here's the problem for Canton is
it's hot 51 and it's Ohio. Weeks,
for 51 weeks out of the year, nobody wants to be there. And then for the 1 week, everybody wants to be there. So the city doesn't have nearly the resources to take all the people that want to be there on that 1 weekend. And so everything's a shit show when you're there that weekend. If you even can get a hotel room, you're staying in a Motel 6 for $800 a night. And you're bunking with a buddy. Well, I'm exaggerating.
That would be a Motel 800 then.
Yes,
exactly. You do know that. Exactly. You know where the name came from, right? Motel 6.
No, I don't know.
It originally was $6 a night.
Wow. Yes. No way.
Man, yeah. That's not even how long they've been around.
It's not even fathomable, is it?
Yes. Not in today's day and age, no.
Well, let's say you had $6 to your name right now in today's world, and you needed some kind of accommodation for the night. What could you do with your $6?
That's a great question.
I could buy a tarp and put it over myself for the night. A blanket.
That's
or a
about
tarp
it. Yeah.
Put it. That might be the best accommodation I can make for $6.
Motel 6 got its name from the price of a room of its first location, which was in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh.
Which, I mean, that is a she place. Me having gone to school at the Harvard of the West, hard off the coast of California. In 1962, which I fancy fairly late in the 20th century to be only $6 a night, cash only, of course. Mm. I don't even think credit cards for the average consumer had been invented.
No,
consumer credit in 1962. So, yeah, that's where it came from. Speaking of $6 and what you could buy with $6, hotel-wise, did you see somebody, one of my Vegas accounts that I follow on Twitter, that, you know, just Vegas this, Vegas that.
Yeah, yeah.
They tweeted out the prices of the in-room service bar at the Bellagio. And a Snickers was $9.
Oh, shut up.
I will not shut up. A Coke.
Oh, come on.
A Coke was $13.
Yes,
it was so outrageous. I sent the screen cap around to buddies, and I was like, the Bellagio, home of the $9 Snickers, get the fuck out of here,
man. They're counting on you rolling into your room drunk and hungry. Which I'm sure enough of that happens where people are like, I don't care. I'm eating this Snickers. It looks good.
Also, they're counting on the fact that your sense of economic propriety has been completely warped because you just, split aces on a $50 blackjack table three times and got hosed with a backdoor 21 on a 6-card deal from some Asian woman named Fong who claims to be from Elko, Nevada. Right, wink, wink. Nice hand, Fong. You work here often? And so you're thinking, well, fuck, $150 down. I don't give a shit. $9 Snickers? Gimme. Nom, nom, nom. But speaking of Vegas, I saw this as well. They reported that last year, Vegas casinos as a whole raked in $15 billion from gamblers in profit, and that
profit?
Is well.
That's not revenue. That's profit.
Well, I think it's gambling revenue. Gambling revenue. So counting, it's not net revenue. Bottom line, after all their expenses of dealers and maintenance and blah blah blah. But in terms of just net revenue, it is a new record. It's up 3% from last year.
Wow.
It blew my mind. I'm thinking, so there is a city in America that literally just serves to take people's money hand over fist. And not only in this day and age where people are supposedly more intelligent and enlightened about how things really work, they keep going to it in record numbers. Here, take my money. Just take it.
We don't mind.
Yeah.
And we know, and you and I, we've bitched about this before on this podcast. we know that Vegas has made the rules even worse
for
the gamblers. And here we are, we're like, nope, don't care. I'm right. Just, you know, just roll them bones. Don't care.
We'll take
our chances.
Zero and double zero. And now people are looking for a triple zero to appear in roulette, which may or may not come soon. So anyhow, we were sidetracked, Canton. So Canton, you went there, I assume, for a Viking to be inducted?
No, it was this is like 12, 15 years ago, Zabe. I built a fantasy game for Best Buy. It was a game that you could play at BestBuy.com, and every week you played against a celebrity that they helped hook us up with. And so, you know, because a lot of celebrities, like especially musical artists, is back in the day of physical music. And so they would get and don't ask me who they got anymore because I don't remember, but they would get, you know, second tier musical acts, mostly a few athletes, and they would have a fantasy team for that week and you would play against them that week. And that was the bit. And then the big launch of the game was at the Hall of Fame game. And so Best Buy brought me down there. And I got to go to the game. I got to meet a bunch of they bring in all the alumni and everything. I got to meet a bunch of them. I got to ask Jack Youngblood about his brother, Jim, only to have him rebuke me because it turns out that the other Youngblood, Jay Youngblood, that was on the team was not even related to him, which is a staggering coincidence.
Wow.
Right? I mean, what are the odds?
That is, what are the odds of that?
That Jack and Jim Youngblood played together and weren't related. And I felt like such an ass because he took a deep sigh. He took a deep breath. He went, we weren't brothers.
Oh,
and I
my
was like,
God.
I said, I'm so sorry to make be the millionth person you've had to explain that to.
Okay, not to one-up you on the what are the odds, but I'm here at Packers camp. And there's a kid in camp, quarterback, by the name of Jacob Eason, E-A-S-O-N.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I tell you that? His Eason father
stick.
Must be, no, that's Easton Stick.
Okay.
My first thing was Eason. Jacob Eason. He must be the son of former Patriot
quarterback. Yes.
Tony Eason, who started...
Right.
In the Super Bowl against the Bears, where the legendary 86 Bears defense just fucking annihilated them.
Yes.
85 Bears, not 86 Bears, right?
Well, it was 86 when they were playing the Super Bowl.
But it was the 85 Bears. The 85 Bears defense annihilated poor Tony Eason in that game. Now, so I went to go look up his lineage on the internet. It turns out that he is not the son of Tony Eason. However, his father is named Tony Eason.
Tony Eason.
And his father did play quarterback college.
Wow.
What are the fucking odds of there being
two? That is remarkable.
I'm like, come on now. You're trolling me, people.
Man,
so
that's good.
I know.
That's
so anyway.
Good. By the way, okay, hold on. But the other notable thing that I'll always remember about my conversation with Jack Youngblood, a long time, he was a stellar Ram linebacker from the 70s,
right,
is him talking about the biggest rival was the Vikings in that era. And they would come to Minnesota in the playoffs and they'd go to Met Stadium. And he said, we'd get off the plane. This is back before they had the runways to the planes. You'd get off on the tarmac and you'd walk across the tarmac and get into the airport. He said, we get off the plane and we knew we had already lost in January in Minnesota.
Because of the weather.
That's right. Because of the weather. It's like 10 degrees and we already knew the game was over.
Yeah. When was the last time you deboarded a plane onto the tarmac?
Last week. Can you believe
get
it?
Out.
I'm doing it and I'm in Boston. I'm like, what is this? I hadn't done. I'm like, I haven't
was
done this
it
in
a
20 years
now. A lot of these commuter jets that park in the small parking lots at airports, the RJ90 twin turboprops, those require you to walk out there. Usually, was that what flight you're on? What size plane did you get off on?
This was the type that had two seats on either side of the aisle,
yeah,
not the
that's
three
what it was.
Seats. And it was about, I don't know, 25 rows or 22
rows deep.
And
you had to duck your head to get out of the plane?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. That's one of those things. So I've been two times. First of all, I'm a plane nerd, so I'm a huge flying. I'm a huge flying romantic, and I love getting off a plane and walking down giant steps to the actual tarmac. I think it's so cool. It's so old school. And the last two times I did it, one was in Wyoming when I went to go see friends of my wife who live up in Jackson Hole. Because that airport, you get out and they don't have terminal. You know, it's a small enough airport.
Oh, I bet.
But it's a big, it's a big plane we are on. So you get out, and of course you get out and you're in the beautiful Great West where there's mountains and the air is crisp. Yeah. And you're like, wow, this is really breathtaking. The other time was I got off on a connecting flight on Iceland Air on my way to Scotland to play golf because we had to connect. And that was awesome as well because I got out the tail of the plane because they had two ramps. Well, yeah, there's two doors. So we got out the tail of the plane, and it's Iceland. So even though it's June, it's still quite brisk when you get out. And it was so energizing and amazing. And I'm there taking pictures while standing on the top of the stairs of the giant tail fin and the plane and the scene. And everyone's like, okay, could you please fucking get off the plane, you dummy? But yeah, I love getting off a plane on the stairs. All right, so
how about the in a reversal now? About the only time and the people who are now getting off without the jetway are the uber rich who are in private flights.
Right,
right,
right.
You know, now if you're walking on the tarmac, that probably means you got the private flight and you are well to do. Have you
never been on a Learjet. Never been on a private jet. You?
Nope. Yeah. Never have.
It's a life goal.
I want to.
I'm pretty sure I'll die before doing it. And I would also like to play Augusta National before I die, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to not achieve that either. I'd also like to win my whiskey league one more time, like I did the first year, but I'm pretty sure I won't do that either.
I think that's the least likely out of all of those scenarios.
Hey, fuck you. Okay. I'll see you in a couple weeks when we draft. Buddy.
When we're drafting we're only a couple of weeks away from drafting. Let's just say somehow you and I are able to be on the same private chartered flight from point A to point B. And this is your opportunity to check that box for the Mile High Club. Are we doing it?
With each other? Hello? Did I lose your connection?
That was supposed to be ambiguous right there.
How about no? I like you, Charge. I don't need to join the club that much.
Club?
And by the way, charter is different than a PJ. A charter is usually a private flight on a larger plane with a group of people, like a football team or something else. Have you flown on the Vikings team plane as part of your KFAN? Employment.
No, never have.
But some of your guys do, though, I understand.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, all the radio shows got, you know, like nine guys that go every week.
And you know what the Packers do for us when it comes to traveling around to places? Jack shit! But, hey, we're still their flagship, and we are slowly, and I do mean slowly, trying to get close and cozy, gain their trust, gain their access. Yeah. I mean, this is the first year three of having the rights to the Packers, and one of our shows, just one, has been permitted to broadcast from practice on Hinkle Field behind the Hudson Center where they train. So at least there's that. And, of course, it's John Kuhn, their color guy's show, which is 9 to noon, and that's it. But we'll take it. We're going slow. We're going slower than a Duggar family daughter dates and gets to second base when it comes to our station and the Packers. We're still in the side-hugging phase. All right, let me close out the category of Hall of Fame because you wanted to ask the question, why the hell is Lynn Swann in there?
Lynn Swann. I'm going to pull up Lynn Swann's career numbers for you.
They're hot garbage compared to other receivers in the Hall of Fame. However, There's another player, iconic player, whose numbers are even bigger. Hot garbage, and I'll save that till you're done. Go ahead with Lynn Swann.
Lynn Swann, his career receptions, 336 career receptions. Zabe, we got guys who catch 100 passes a year in the league right now. A year.
I know.
336 catches,
but
for Pete's sake.
I know, but it was not a passing game at the time. And you got to understand, he had several key highlights. And we are still a highlight-driven nation, even when we were back then, when there wasn't all these channels in the internet. Lynn Swann's highlights, his grace, and the fact he's on an iconic Steeler team. Now, there are people that have gone on lengthy diatribes and have written, you know, column inches about how the Steelers of that era are overrepresented in the
they
Pro Football
are
Hall of Fame.
Absolutely true.
Right.
So, absolutely true. So would you care to guess where 336 receptions lands you on the list of all-time NFL receivers?
Between two names, am I going to have to guess the names of
No, just number, yeah, on the number.
I don't know, between like Yancey Thigpen and...
That's not what I meant.
Okay. I wish I could have pulled another sufficiently middling wide receiver. Yeah, it would have been so
right,
great.
Altoon.
Altoon and Yancey Thigpen. Yeah, you're right there. You're probably in the 200s.
Well done. Here's my list, ends at 250, and he's not on it yet. 250 gets you to 419 receptions.
He might be below 300.
And he's only at 336, so he's probably in the 300s of players who have more receptions than him. And here are some of the names of guys that have more receptions than Lynn Swann that are on my list of to the top 250. Ken Burrows, Jay Novacek, Michael Haynes. Hey, how about Chris Cooley? Did you know Chris Cooley
has
should
more
be
catches
in the Hall of Fame? He's got almost 100 more catches.
I know, but, you know, the game exploded receiving-wise, so it's a hard comp. I do think he should not be in there, but because he was so ebullient and smiling and famous and part of a Camelot team that is the Steelers, and he's got highlights, he got in. Now, a guy with even bigger hot garbage numbers who's in? Joe Willie Namath. Look his shit up.
It's absolutely true.
I'm
going to look it up right now.
Horror show of touchdowns to INTs. Yes, back in the day when Joe Namath played, you could maul wide receivers and you could pretty much shiv them with a knife when they were going up for the pass. I grant you that. And the way coaches looked at it, like, oh, well, another interception. Gosh, golly, Joe, keep on pitching. I'm sure we'll get a good play sometime along the way. Give us a couple years of his worst touchdowns to INTs.
Well, for a career, he has 173 touchdowns.
Yes.
He has 220 interceptions.
He's upside down by
upside
a wide
down.
Margin.
Yes.
Yes.
He led the NFL in interceptions 4 different seasons.
But hey, Joe Namath, Noxzema, baby, for a smooth shave, he was Joe Cool.
Now, he did play 13 years, so he has longevity on his side, and he was a starter for most of those, although not all of them. He was reasonably benched several times, including 1970 when he started the season 1-4. But that's
season totals of INTs, knowing that it's a 14-game schedule. Give me some of these interception totals that are unthinkable in today's game.
Well, his high water mark, which he hit twice. 28 interceptions this season.
Fuck.
It's staggering. There's no team in the NFL today would put up with that.
No. Are we sure Namath wasn't betting on the other team? Are we sure?
We can't be sure.
Now, his knees were so trashed by the time he even came into the league because of an injury at Alabama. And back then, knee surgery was so primitive. It would leave you with a huge 8-inch zipper scar as they cut your knee open and dug in with both fists like a mechanic to go stitch your tendons back together. But still, it just look, don't get me going on the Hall of Fame because I've already expended enough wind and energy and anger about the process, the dipshit writers that sit on that panel and committee and don't have any shame about the fact they shouldn't be voting on this. And it's a complete mess. And Canton, you say, is not wonderful as a city. Maybe good people there, working class city, but it's not ready for one weekend a year.
It's not ready for that one weekend. Go off season would be my recommendation. And okay. I've got, by the way, remind me sometime, I've got some good Canton stories for you that I cannot tell on this podcast.
All right, good.
Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
All right, we got two other NFL-related coaches' stories to get to. And this one, you and I are on the same wavelength. I think about this, not sure. Saw it today. Bill Belichick. The greatest modern coach since Lombardi. Since not being able to land a job when he was finally a free agent with many openings available and having been shot down out of midair by a negative recommendation to Arthur Blank from his former owner, Bob Kraft, has now decided to partner up with Chuck's Notes. Underdog Fantasy?
Yes.
Who the fuck? Yes. What the? What?
Underdog, to their credit, Underdog is a brilliant company run by a really, really smart guy. And but they are a fantasy.
What are
company.
They?
They specialize in best ball. You familiar with the best ball format in fantasy?
Where you pick a bunch of players and then you mash together your best numbers. Your best quarterback from three, your best wide receiver from five, that kind of thing. And so that's your score, right?
Yes. But to be clear, unlike, say, DFS, where you just build a lineup every week, you actually go through a draft. So if you went to Underdog, you would hold a draft with 11 other real people. You would draft the team.
So it eliminates start-sit.
And all the waiver wire. There's no waiver wire. So there's no maintenance. No maintenance at all on the team. So people will build, Zabe, and I know people like this, they will roll into the NFL season with 1,000, 2,000 best ball teams that they have drafted over the offseason. And then it all plays out over the course of the season.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Do any maintenance.
Mm-hmm. You just follow the games. All right, so where are they based out of, Underdog Fantasy?
New York City,
okay.
Yep.
And do they have some big funding behind them?
They do, because the guy that the founder is well connected and has a successful track record.
How many years have they been up and running? And I'm just learning about them now.
About 4, maybe 5 years.
Okay, so still very young though.
Yes, they've expanded into sports betting. They are legal in one state, North Carolina, but they are rolling that out into other states as well.
This is, in my opinion, tragically beneath Bill Belichick. This is embarrassing to me for him. He doesn't need the money. He shouldn't be on a platform this humble in the public eye. If he wants to do television, it should only be for a major network. He shouldn't be going on Pat fucking McAfee's show. You're Bill Belichick. Or retire.
Well, yeah, how about that? I mean, you know, would it have hurt his image so much to just take a year off? You know, just back off.
Yes.
Just go, you know what? You're Belichick. It's not like people are going to forget who you are and forget your legacy.
Right.
Right? If nothing has panned out that's at your pay grade, why not just take a year off? Maybe you make a couple of cameos from time to time, and then next year, let's see what happens. If Sean Payton could do that and then return to coaching and get on national television, you know, Belichick could have as well.
Be a bit of a mystery, okay? That's what I say. Be a bit of a mystery. So like you said, just retire. I didn't even like him trying to scrap for the Atlanta job. To me, that was also beneath him. Look, if it ends, it ends. If they think that he had far less to do with it than Brady did in winning all those times. And if he's such a controlling asshole and it's now coming out, so be it. Keep that legacy clean, for God's sakes, and don't be knocking around agreeing to do shit for a fantasy company, even if it's a good fantasy company. You're Bill Belichick. Have some respect and some self-esteem, for God's sakes. This feels like Donnie Brasco knocking open parking meters down in Miami as a once big-time mobster.
I'm sure he's getting paid great to do it.
As great as his gig last year. Is he getting paid coach's salary in the NFL?
No, but he's not working like a coach either. So,
okay.
You know, I'm sure this is.
Did he not save some money along the way? I mean, we know he's got this girlfriend who's 26.
Right.
I mean, oh, my God. So there's that story. And then the other NFL story is that coaches are now going to be required, not asked, not cajoled, but required to do an in-game interview for the networks covering the game during the games. How do you feel about this? Will it be good, bad, somewhere in between?
My reason for optimism, Zabe, is this. Hopefully we get these coaches in a moment of panic, desperation, anger, and they actually say something of substance. You know, right now, all we normally get is sideline reporter, like while the coach is trotting off into the huddle at halftime, you know, you get like a three-word answer to one question. Here, I'm hoping that like heat of the moment, we can get some coaches that actually say something of substance, but I'm not optimistic, honestly. Right.
I'm pretty much not either. Okay, let's end on this. We'll go ping pong back and forth, two or three each. You know, we don't talk enough about .. We don't talk enough, Charge, about how freaky octopuses are as creatures. I saw one on TikTok, and I'm like, holy shit. They change color. They have tentacles that can do all kinds of stuff. They got super strong suction cups on the tentacles. They are extremely smart. They can solve puzzles. They can unscrew jars of lids to get at food inside of them. They can navigate mazes. They have emotional intelligence in that they become like pets and befriend some researchers that keep octopi. They can shoot ink, escape quickly, swim fast, go through all kinds of tiny crevices. They're fucking amazing, these things, and they exist in the ocean.
I owned a pet octopus.
Shut up.
True story.
How big?
When I was getting my first apartments out of college, I was an aquarium nerd, and as you ascend the levels of aquarium nerddom, Zabe, you go from a bowl of fresh water with like a guppy in it or a goldfish in it. And then as you grow, right, you get bigger and bigger and more sophisticated setups. And I got to the point where I had a full saltwater setup with multiple filtration systems.
Wow.
Reverse osmosis water.
Wow. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, like, yeah, I had like the full thing going. And so I was buying ocean. You know, I had seahorse. I had
seahorses.
Kinds of fish. Yes, I had all kinds of stuff. God. But the problem is, man, you know, the ocean is a beautifully self-regulated environment, and to
manipulate,
try to simulate that in Minnesota is very hard.
probably ran you out. Probably was an expensive hobby.
Oh, very
expensive and time-consuming.
Especially then. Yes, I was dirt poor, but you know, but my 125 gallon aquarium had everything it needed.
But I needed a full saltwater aquarium that had an octopus.
Exactly. Wow. So
We don't talk enough about octopuses and how fucking amazing they are. Okay. Give me a we don't talk enough about.
By the way, Squishy made it 3 days.
That doesn't count as a pet. You had an accidental temporary octopus. Squishy.
It's a true story.
All right.
We don't talk enough about statistically the Earth being what it is. The Earth that we know it now is a staggering, staggering unlikelihood. The fact that we have just the perfect placement from our sun and that our sun
is not sustain biological life as we know it. With atmosphere, with oxygen to breathe, and a self-regulating, rain cycle or water cycle that helps nourish plants and grow everything, we're truly in the Goldilocks zone of it's just right. And if there was That's another right. planet that could be similar of the millions and millions of stars we can observe, we haven't found it yet. And
Correct.
We've looked. You're right. We have looked yep. and looked and looked. This is one of the great arguments for God for those who are skeptics or for those
That's
who
right.
are atheists. It's weird because the science of how perfect Earth is in its proximity to our sun, the science of it seems to argue for a larger intelligent being, which is kind of ironic if you ask me.
That is correct. And
okay.
you know, I'll throw one more thing in. Our gravitational force is just right. Just right. Right? If it were 3%
any lighter, we would
higher,
fly off the Earth.
Right, 3% less. Right. Exactly. We'd have all kinds of problems.
That's
it
right.
is just right. And there are scientists who calculate that we are like a one in a quadrillion, that this is like, you know, ridiculously unlikely
yeah.
that
yeah.
Earth could be what it is.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
We don't,
so
we don't,
is my next.
All right. We don't talk enough about the fact that U-Haul will rent you a 27-foot truck with no training whatsoever.
That is true.
I mean, yeah, sure. Good luck. Make sure to take wide turns on this. You got this? Can you handle this? Okay, great. Have fun. We don't talk enough about
yeah.
that.
Yes, and if you've been on the highways with them, you know there's no training involved. These guys have no concept of the fact that they're now three times as long as their previous car, their normal car was.
Exactly.
Yeah, that thing is
okay.
that is shocking.
All right,
all right,
next.
I'll give you one more for me. The United States government just came out and said, yeah, we got UFOs. And everybody went, oh, okay. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, how about the fact there are hundreds of examples of things in the air flying around that nobody has any answers for. The U.S. government has all but admitted that aliens are buzzing us.
I wouldn't say they have not admitted that it's aliens.
All but.
Well, could be a lot of things. Could be things we don't understand. Listen, I want to believe. I'm sort of like Agent Scully, or is it Mulder? Mm-hmm. I forget which one in the iconic TV show, The X-Files. I want to believe. I want to believe. Okay, but
yeah,
if there's really a lot of alien shit flying around, eventually one of them's gonna crash. Eventually one of them is gonna run out of gas or proton propulsion.
Wait. If
eventually
they can find
one
their
of
way
them
to Earth, they're not crashed. They're running out of gas.
Are you telling me they've got a fail-safe vehicle that can cruise the galaxy?
They can go at light speed or they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but if they're humanoid bodies, then they would age at light speed and they would have to be 500 years old just to get here.
Well, keep in mind, when you're moving at the speed of light, time basically comes to a standstill. So you're not aging. You remember
close encounters. Well, that's true. You're right. You wouldn't be aging.
Remember close encounters of the third kind when the big UFO shows up and they drop the door and here comes all these pilots from the World War II that got presumably sucked into the Bermuda Triangle and they haven't aged.
Yeah. We don't talk enough about the fact that today one of the guys who got shot at the Trump rally in Butler, PA, released his own cell phone video to Fox that shows presumably the sniper Crooks running on top of the roof in plain sight of his cell phone.
Yes.
And they didn't pull the president off the roof. I mean, the fact that this has not stopped the news cycle entirely in every sector is chilling to me because clearly they want this thing to just, okay, let's keep it moving. This video is proof that they wanted this kid to get some shots off at Trump. Did they create this kid or set him up or have him as a deep state asset to say, look, here's the day. Come on by with your rifle. You'll have a free shot. We promise we'll let you get those shots off. Or did they just see it and go, ha-ha, finally our lucky day. Hold your fire until he gets a few shots off. Then we'll kill him. Either way, we now know they intentionally let somebody shoot at the president.
Well, or they're incredibly inept.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, there's that.
This new video goes beyond any excuse of ineptitude. Because if you can see the guy running on the roof with a cell phone video for a guy who was shot himself. Then the snipers on the roof could see so as well. And everything else is completely lining up as a cover-up conspiracy. Oh, how about the comms, the radio comms from that day? Don't have them. Didn't record them. Okay. Why was that roof position unguarded and the post unmanned? No answer on that. And just the bullshit goes on and on and on. And yet we don't talk enough about it. And I'm sure I'm going to get one or two emails going, just move on already, you conspiracy nut. And I will say, sir or ma'am, you keep enjoying the puppet show that is society right now and leave the real questions to people with a brain. But you're watching a puppet show if you're just sitting there going, okay, come along, move on. By the way, is DJ Moore a second-round wide receiver pick? I'll hang up and listen off the air.
More importantly, for my fantasy draft.
Yeah, let's get back to fantasy. DJ Moore with a huge, huge signing with the Bears, their largest signing in history for a wide receiver. A franchise that has had a complete lack of outstanding wide receivers pretty much over the years. Somebody called him a bubble screen factory. Fair or unfair?
Well, you can do a lot more than that. Okay. Bubble screen factory is like some guy who can't get open downfield. You got to throw. That's Deebo Samuel. He's your bubble screen factory.
Okay.
That's not DJ.
All right. So late second, early third, maybe at best in fantasy. He's a wide receiver. There's a lot of them.
Fourth round. I think fourth round is about where he's going. Yeah, we'll go there.
All right. For more of your fantasy cheat sheets, you're going to go to guillotineleagues.com when it's stood up and running, the new version coming out next
very
week.
Soon.
All right, Church, you're the best. I love you, buddy.
We'll talk
to you soon.
You're the best.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.